Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly. This is Alan Bishop, head alchemist at Spirits of French Lick. Be on the lookout for our brand new Bottled and Bond Solomon Scott Rye Whiskey. Made from a mash composed of 65% rye, 35% corn, and 5% victory malt, this 5-year-old 100-proof rye whiskey is a throwback to early 1800s-style rye whiskeys of the Ohio Valley. Named after the legendary Daisy Spring Mill distillery owner turned moonshiner Solomon Scott of Paoli, Indiana. Remember, drink responsibly and never drink and drive.
All right, here we go. Oh my gosh, I was all set. Where did that go? All right. I will just, this is normal for me, folks, but I'm going to get there. And here we
show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Woo! Welcome back to the Scotchy Bourbon Boys podcast. I am Tiny, ready to go tonight. We are on Facebook Live. I'm going to be monitoring that right now.
Facebook Live.
Oh, there we go. Oh, let's bring it down. Welcome, Andemic. I know that Jennifer Brandt's been watching. I also know that also Martin Nash has been also watching. But tonight, this podcast is dedicated to the subject that we are dealing with, is the different kind of whiskey drinkers. This is going to be a four-part subject because I've narrowed it down to 12 different ones. I wanted to cover that, but in the meantime, we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. I'm Tiny. We have so many others that we normally podcast, but tonight on a Friday night, Facebook Live, I just had a lot of stuff go down and everything worked out that I could throw in this podcast. So www.scotchybourbonboys.com. Check us out for all things Scotchy Bourbon Boys. If you check out the website, there is... I don't have them right there off my hand. Offhand, I should have them, but we have, and I don't. I just was not because I've been drinking out of. Let's see. I got empty glasses all over the place, but I just filled them, washed them, stacked them up. Hopefully, I don't trash the whole thing. But yeah, here we go. We've got our Scotchy Bourbon Boy Glencairns, our Scotchy Bourbon Boy t-shirts all for sale on the website. Check that out. Also, we are on all major podcast formats, check that out also. When you're checking that out, you will see that there is a Patreon connection. Please, everybody, Super Nash just gave a shout out to my wife. And she is recovering fine because if you follow the show, you know that my wife had a pretty serious surgery. She had her thyroid removed a week ago Thursday. But she's also a midwife, and tonight the duty called and she headed off. A little bit of argument from me, but she's headed off, promised me she wouldn't do too much, but you know, I knew she was gonna lie. And she welcomed a baby into the world tonight, doing what she does. You know, that's what she can do. Hey, Bryce, welcome. Thank you so much for your support, Bryce. You support us so well. You're right up there. You are a true Scotchy Bourbon Boy. But also, we're on all podcast formats. We are on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube. Check all that out. But when you're there, make sure you like, subscribe, comment, and also, you know, that's just right there. Just make sure when you're leaving comments and you're subscribing, support us so that we can get more followers as we go about everything that we're about. This is a Friday night. It's live. The 12 different subjects that we've got, that I've narrowed it down to, is the different type of whiskey drinkers. And that's what I wanted to get into really quick. And as I do this, people who are following and watching know that I'm following the comments on Jeffrey Mueller Facebook page. If you come over here, you can make your comments. You can jump in. I know that there's a lot of other people watching in a lot of other groups. But the 12 different kinds of whiskey drinker, there's the kick-ass party hard guy. This is the guy that parties all night, likes to drink whiskey. But what the whiskey is might not matter too much as long as it's a brand that's recognizable, and when they're partying, the more they can drink, the better. Then there's the rock star. This is the guy that, you know, plays on the weekends in a band, parties, he's whatever. He keeps a consistent brand, a couple consistent brands as he goes about touring around the country. Then there's the everyday same brand drinker, which, believe it or not, makes up probably the largest part of the market for whiskey. And then there's the everyday different whiskey drinker. Now, that guy will take he's not in it for getting drunk or buzzed. He's not an alcoholic. He's basically in it to taste different whiskeys. And I would say over the last 2 years, not just lately, but I've been that guy where every night before I go to bed, I'd have a different pour, just see the different type of things, really kind of cool. And then also, then there's the connoisseur. Now, the connoisseur is the guy who just loves different. They collect, but they also drink, and they have a nice whiskey collection, and they love to just, when they're drinking, they're sitting back, they're enjoying the whiskey, tasting it almost all the time. And then there is the weekend whiskey guy. Now, I was the weekend whiskey guy before I actually got into, you know, actually really got into whiskey, like through the podcast and everything. And now I'm a taster, and that's one of the categories, a professional. And then there is the taster, which I was for a long time before I would even consider myself a professional. As far as you're kind of getting when you're a taster, you're doing a podcast, you're not getting paid. You're talking to a lot of people and everything. But when you start to get paid for doing what you're doing, not that
my opinion of whiskey is any better than anybody else's, but I drink a lot of it and people watch what I do. So that gets you into the, you know, the professional part of it. But the taster is what I was before, where I was consistently tasting different whiskeys to see the different, you know, all the different wonderful things about whiskey. I mean, initially when I started this, you know, I had the whiskey calendar and I was reading all about the all the different, you know, flavors that could be in whiskey. And, you know, the world of whiskey is pretty what would you say, expansive between Scotch, Irish whiskey, Canadian whiskey, you know, bourbon, you know, there's so many different. So when in rye whiskeys and, you know, there's so many different categories of whiskey. But overall, I didn't believe that some of the flavors that I taste in whiskey now as a taster or the pro taster that you that they even could exist in whiskey. Because before that, whiskey was the what I tried to do is skip my palate. Then there's the whiskey maker. Now, this is distillers, moonshiners, and these are people who basically for a living taste and make whiskey. And that is in the blenders, the people who buy whiskey in barrels and make their own blends and sell them. This is, you know, these are the makers and the people in the industry, the blenders, you know, that's the category. The pro category is you're getting paid for what you're doing as far as in the whiskey industry. I mean, you know, Fred Minnick is in the pro category. He's a pro taster. He goes around. He might not, you know, profess to be, you know, he definitely is very humble. But at the same time, he would be the same thing. Michael Veach is a pro taster. You've got Whiskey Fellow, Jeff Schwartz, pro taster. You know, people who write about it, who do things, who you know, then you've got Bourbon Pursuit, Kenny and Ryan. So they definitely are pro tasters. Then you've got the high proofers. Now, high proofers are people who think that they've been drinking whiskey and they drink high proof and they think because they can drink high proof that all low proof sucks and high proof is the only way to go. That is definitely a category. Then there is the flavored whiskey guy. And that's the person who likes the flavored whiskeys, the peanut butters, the peaches, the pickles. They like to drink whiskey that's been flavor added. You know, and then final but not last is the mixed drink whiskey drinker. Now, there's nothing wrong with any of these categories. But what we want to do is define these categories. You know, we've got a couple people watching, but, you know, The couple categories tonight that I want to cover, it's a four-part series. There's 12 categories, so since I'm going to do this in four parts, we're going to pick three categories. Now, if you're watching right now and you want to, please pick the category of the 12. If you want me to cover one, now's the time to let me know if you want it covered. I think I've lost a good amount of people that, you know, whatever, but it's nice that people are jumping in on a Friday night. Afterwards, I'm going to open up a window and on the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, and I'm going to open up a room for anybody who wants to join in. That's fine. Now, I want to cover a couple things. The Scotchy Bourbon Boys are sponsored by, and usually on you, when I'm doing this, I got to make sure I cover it. We are sponsored by Log Still Distillery in Gethsemane, Kentucky. Wally and Lynn Dant and Charlie Dant down there, they've just opened that distillery. I was down there, just recently, and, when I was down there for a couple of events. We were down there for the Bourbon Capital Barbecue Challenge right there at Logstill, and they were getting ready. So they are distilling their own distillate right now. They opened up that distillery, and they're putting barrels in their rick house from that distillery. You know, so, but they're getting ready to release Rattle and Snap. I don't believe that's happened. They're getting ready to release their master distiller news. And then also they've got this Monk's Road. Monk's Road is definitely a delicious
bourbon. I'm going to pour myself some right now. And cheers to Wally, Lynn, and Charlie Dant for doing such a special, you know, you if you are in Kentucky, in the Bardstown area, you have to get to Gethsemane. It is their venue for that they've set up, and what eventually they've got their wedding venue and their event center is opened. I was there for the opening, and then I was there for the barbecue, and that event happened right there at the event center. They've got the distillery open now. They got the tasting room open now. The gift shop is part of the tasting room, but that's still evolving. But they got the amphitheater open now. They've got their bed and breakfast open. So you're looking at they're really coming down to there's going to be a hotel, restaurants, and then they're going to have a train experience there. So you got to check that out. They are one of the sponsors of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, and cheers to the Logstill Distillery. And I look forward to Rattle and Snap. I've been waiting for that. I can't wait till it comes out. Then here we go. Cheers. Cheers, everybody, on a Friday night. I haven't seen any comments of people. That's okay. Roxy's on her way home. She should be home by 10:15. I should be done podcasting by then. I don't know how much there's going to be left of me with what I got in front and how little I had nothing to eat for supper. Because, you know, when my wife leaves, somehow I'm lost. So there you go. This is my Monk's Road that I'm going to, it's the 5th District series. Oh, it's very caramely. It's been open for a little bit and kind of sitting, and I love to let bourbons open and breathe when they sit. So here we go. Wow, that's delicious. A lot of caramel on the front. And then it gets into the woody, oaky, but not too much. A little bit of orange zest in there. Nice long finish. Anyways, so let's get back to the different types of whiskey drinkers. Okay, so tonight, let's cover for first. I mean, I'm leaving out the mixed drink and the flavored whiskey guy, because that's almost like you got to have some. I have flavored whiskeys and I have mixed drinks. Okay, so the high proofer. All right, so let's talk about the high proofer. So, what is this? This one is 47, so 94, 95 proof. Okay, I think I got a high proofer right here. I do believe. Now, a high proofer, this is a 5-year age, Oloroso, yes, this is 121 proof. Okay, so the first part of our category is the high proofer. Now, the high proofer, when it comes to the whiskey drinkers, this is category, obviously, we're calling it number one. Not that it's in any order, we're just going to call it. Now, tonight, I have, from Middle West Spirits, we went down with Ryan Lang, owner of Middle West Spirits. They do things, distill for Horse Soldier, and they are the distiller of Horse Soldier right now. Horse Soldier is building a Kentucky distillery, but in the meantime, they're out of Florida. But in the meantime, they've been distilling at Middle West Spirits in Columbus, Ohio. Gonna try and get down there this week, meet with Ryan, and what they are doing down there at Middle West Spirits is quite impressive, and there will be an upcoming update podcast directly on YouTube real soon. So that's where we're at with that. But hopefully when we go down with Ryan, he gives us that update, because they're really close. They've reopened their restaurant, and they have a campus that's going to be fucking amazing. But so do we got any, feel free, anybody who's watching, I know Martin, Super Nash, if you're watching, feel free to comment, ask any questions. But the high proofer category is of somebody who has been drinking whiskey for a while and found out that they love the high proof. So they've been drinking high proofs, and then when they go to the low proofs, somehow what most people entered, you know, most people enter at the Jim Beam 80 proof, Jack Daniels 80 proof. At one point in my life, Jim Beam and Jack Daniels at 80 proof was considered high proof. Like, you were drinking good, high-end, top-shelf whiskey, Jack Daniels, Jim Beam. That is no longer the case. There's so many whiskeys out there. There's $18, $19 is considered, you know, a normal price. It's not $10, and there are $10. Those are the those are what we'll cover in the everyday same brand drinker category. We'll cover that. But as far as the high proof, the high proofer guy is the guy who, I've got this 121 proof wheat whiskey finished in Oloroso casks, and it's double barreled, 5 years old. This is delicious. Now, I love high proofs, but I would not consider myself, hey, Aaron, thanks for watching. I would not consider myself a high proofer. You know, I'm just not, because to be a high proofer, you actually have to wail on people who don't like, that you have to be able to criticize and tell people that, you know, Basil Hayden's, you know, not good because it's just 80 proof and it's nothing and in your mouth. It's just kind of like the high proofer. I really appreciate you coming in, Aaron. The high proofer just basically doesn't like anything but high proofs. High proofs are the only way to go, and everything else is shit. Now, that's the high proofer category. Now, I'm about to drink some high proof, 121 proof wheat whiskey or Oloroso cask. Now, I found in my journey that proof has nothing to do with it. It does have something to do with body, because there's a lot, when you get into these higher proofs, there's a lot of taste. There's a lot. So a high proofer that just wails on other people. Okay, Martin, cheers. I'm glad that you're still watching. But a high proofer wails on other people that, what would you say, that drink less proof whiskey. Now, I have to admit, when you develop your palate and you start getting into the high proofs, that the lesser proof whiskeys do tend to be a little watery as you've evolved your palate. But you understand also that that is a necessity to have normal proof whiskey along with the high proof whiskey, because it doesn't make the lower proof less or more. It's just what it is. Now, the high proofers just kind of, you know, they're going to rip on the lower proofs. But what I find is that I like the high proofs, but I also like, you know, I enjoy a lower proof. If you get me into Irish whiskey, which most Irish whiskey is 80 proof, I can get more fucked up on Irish whiskey. If I drink, I can drink 421 proof bourbons or wheat whiskeys like this, and I'm fine. But if I drink four glasses, half pours, like this is, you know, maybe 1 ounce pours of Irish whiskey, I'm under the table. So it's not always about proof. Welcome, Mark Johnson. But at the same time, this high proof, 121 proof wheat whiskey from Ryan Lang at Middle West is one of the most superb whiskeys that I've had. So that is really a cool thing. Let me smell that. It's delicious. Oh my God, is that good? Completely delicious. Wow. I'm really loving that. So once again, so we've covered the high proof category as the number one category. I understand what high proofers go through as far as, but I don't understand that they had, what the, they just ignore the journey they had to get there. They weren't always high proofers. They just weren't born drinking 121 proof. And then all of a sudden, you know, that's that. So, I respect the journey. You got to respect that journey. And as you go about your journey, you can't dispel other people's journey because they like lower proofs. So there's the number one category that we went. We'll cross that one out. We got two more to go tonight. Anybody watching, if Mark Johnson, Josh Newman, feel free. Aaron, comment on what you think about the high proofer category. We'll cross that one out. And we've already said that we wouldn't do the mixed drinks or the flavor because that's a whole different thing. Let's cover, let's see, what do I got? I got the weekend, the connoisseur. We could go with the connoisseur or, you know, one of the things that I think we could go with is actually... So Super Nash has commented it. He says he likes good whiskey or bourbon, no matter what the proof is. As long as the alcohol doesn't overwhelm the flavors. Now, yes, I agree. The higher proof, that's one of the things that can be considered a negative on the higher proofs. And usually the alcohol doesn't overwhelm the flavors on the lower proofs. All right, so let's cover the rock star. Now we actually have Kenny Fuller. Okay, blind test with a buddy and started picking high proof from the start. But bourbon is all about individual taste and preference. Just enjoy with friends and share. There's no doubt about it, but what we're talking about these categories is, yes, I agree, Aaron, that is what you want to do. You want to, I love to share. People come over. I have so much, you can see right behind me, you over to the side, I have bourbon. Over to this side, I have bourbon. I have bourbon over here. I have so much bourbon, and then as, we'll cover the pro category as last. But we'll do the rock star kind of thing. And the pro will do those two other categories. But as you share, I just always share because I can't drink all this. I mean, I have to stay up to date and current on the actual bottles. For instance, right now I have a bottle. I've done two books. I did a Booker's, Ronnie's batch, which I enjoyed this year. Then we've done, hey, Steven, good to have you here. Welcome. But we did Ronnie's batch Booker's earlier. Then we did a Booker's blind. And now I have the Lumberyard edition. I can't be drinking. I have to be tasting and whatnot. I can't be drinking as, you know, when you're a professional. We'll cover that right now. That you get them, you taste them, you let people know. And since Stephen Fonte is watching, I will quickly, I'm going to pull. Oh, we've got a bottle that I will open in honor of Stephen. This is directly from the distillery. This one is 115 proof, and it is, all right, let's get underneath the, this is Sir Corky, and I'm going to pop that in honor. Let me put down my Middle West, and let's open this Yellowstone to start off. Now, when I open up a bottle, there's not a lot of people who agree with this, but I've tasted enough fresh cracks to know that the neck pour is something real. And this has been sitting on my shelf for a while, down here in my basement, low light levels, but there's that first little bit of air that's been trapped in there, and all the negative alcohols have, so you let that out. We'll give it a little thing. We've replaced it with new air. I pop that cork back, flip that baby over, and flip it back. Open it. We've mixed it up, and here we go. This is Sir Corky. Stephen Fontaine, thank you for joining us tonight. If you can, comment away what you think of this. I know you've tasted this before. And thank you for sharing the recent Facebook reel on that, you know, you shared that for us, and we definitely appreciate you doing that because you have a huge following, and we got probably a couple thousand extra views of my wife, Roxy, thieving a couple years ago from a barrel at Yellowstone, and it's quite fun doing that. But thank you for watching, Stephen, and checking us out. All right, so this was the Yellowstone. Let's just go into that pro category taster. So as a professional taster, I'm not getting paid a lot, but I've done corporate tastings. I've done internet tastings and been paid for those. And then I've also been doing a lot of Facebook reels lately of what we've been doing and going about, getting paid for that. We have sponsors, any distilleries who want to sponsor the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, but our main sponsors right now are Logstill Distillery and the Spirit of French Lick and Alan Bishop, which I bottle killed a Maddie Gladden tonight. But the only reason why I bottle killed that Maddie Gladden was because 100% I have another bottle. And I'm going to be getting down by you, Alan, real quick. But between the Spirit of French Lick and Logstill Distillery, I thank you for your support. Hopefully, I can get support from a couple. I've got a couple of other spaces open. And when we head down to Kentucky Bourbon Festival, and that's one thing I want to say, is Kentucky Bourbon Festival is September 14th through 18th, but actually the 16th through the 18th. 18th is Sunday. The actual festival opens on Thursday the 15th. But there are events off-site on the 14th. But the 15th, Bourbon in the Air kind of kicks it off. And then the 16th, 17th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Scotchy Bourbon Boys will be down there. Randy Prossy has been doing such a great job promoting this. The tickets are still on sale if you got a chance. Where do you find these? The market is tough for hunting. Okay, Aaron. What one are you asking me specifically where I found it? Because I will definitely tell you where I found all of this. This one, oh my God. I've got a chocolate mallow cup right off the bat. It's like chocolate and coffee. God, that's delicious. I should have opened that. If you're still the Yellowstone, those are directly from the distillery. So every single time that I'm down there, Stephen Beam is fantastic. We've podcasted with Stephen directly from the distillery. I've had Stephen Fonte on the podcast. We did a podcast one night, that was a spectacular podcast. If you haven't listened to it, go back on, it's on YouTube and it's also on all podcast formats. So check that out with Steven. But we picked that up at the distillery. All the distillery picks, most of the distillery picks are named after the dogs that are on site over the years. So it's really kind of cool to pick those up. Different type, just going down. If you have not been to Yellowstone, you have to stop off at Yellowstone. There's no doubt. It's a fantastic, wonderful distillery that is, when you go there, you feel like you're part of a family. So that's where that's at. Oh, that's delicious. Nothing like getting a Friday night and just sitting back, tasting whiskey. But let's get back to that pro whiskey taster. So it's somebody who does it, gets on. So as a what you have to do is, so it's pretty easy for me to be a pro whiskey taster. One, I love bourbon. Even my least favorite bourbon so far, I like. And I know what that bourbon is, and I'm not going to say what it was. Okay, I'll say what it was. Watershed Bourbon before Aaron Harris and Ann Dimmick came on board was my least favorite bourbon, but I still liked it. It's not like I could sit there and go, I don't like this whiskey. I liked it. But I also knew there was an aspect of it that if I had 4,000 other bourbons in front of me, I would choose those instead. Then Aaron Harris and Ann Dimmick show up at Watershed, invite me down, and then also sponsor the podcast when we went down. We meet Greg Lehman and everybody down there, and they start making this fantastic bourbon. Now, I'm sad to say Ann Dimmick has left and gone to OHLQ, but I'm happy about that because one of the things that's happening next Thursday is I'm going to be on the Ohio OHLQ barrel pick staff. So I'm going down to Dublin, Ohio at 1 o'clock next Thursday and picking a Penelope barrel or a few Penelope barrels with the state of Ohio. Then when we're finished with that pick, we're coming back up and we are going to go to the barrel room in North Canton, Ohio. Look that up. And Penelope owner, Michael. Oh, my God. Palladini. So that's what I'm going to say. P-A-L-D-I-N-A. Yes, D-I-N-I. So, yes, we are. Sorry for that little power outage, but it says we're recording. It's going. Let's see. Yes, it's going. Yes, 100%. Yeah. 6:58. Okay, so we didn't lose anything. So thank you for hanging in there from... Still live for me. Yes. Thank you. I know, Aaron, that was just actually my laptop, which I was recording the actual podcast that goes out on all the podcast formats. But it's now running and I was able to do that without skipping a beat. There might be, who knows, there might be something, but you know, that's what we do here on the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Sometimes there's some seriously, Roger Bailey, Old Forester 100 proof. Excellent. I actually am going to be doing a podcast with that Old Forester. It was a single barrel proof from the state of Ohio. So we were just getting into going down. With going down to with the people from Penelope doing the barrel pick, and then coming up with we're going to be coming up back up to North Canton. And so if you're in the North Canton area, or you want to come up from anywhere else in the Ohio area, we are going to be doing a tasting at the Barrel Room, 7 p.m. August 11th. With the owner, Michael Palladini. He basically is the CEO, founder of Penelope. He will be there. The first 30 people that are there get glassware and The tasting, we're going to be doing a tasting of Penelope Bourbon to introduce it into the state of Ohio. Super excited about that. So check that out. So as a protester, okay, usual Scotchy. Yeah. Super Nash, you know what I'm saying to you right now. It's like, yes, there's no doubt. It's back up and running on the podcast, but normally I plug this in with power, but that was upstairs because of the Roxy, trying to keep everything, you know, going. Now I did say to Roger, no, I do not believe there'll be bottles to purchase there, but you're going to get to taste it. And in the area, we've been getting a good amount of Penelope. I just did a podcast on Penelope and was able to barrel bash it. And we know that Super Nash, that Old Forester, is one of your favorite brands your favorite brands. Now, as far as a protest taster in that category, because we got one more to cover right after this, and we're getting close to how long I want to go. But does that even matter? I don't even know. Oh, I've got the Yellowstone in my glass. Let's see how that is. I would say that this is a super hazelnutty, like a chocolate hazelnut. It is very interesting. I like this type of bourbon that's in that Yellowstone. So cheers to Stephen Fonte, and cheers to being able to make it to the end of this podcast without slurring my words. Here we go. So the Pro Taster, which initially I would say I've evolved. Initially, when we started this podcast, I became a taster. Now I'm getting paid for events and that type of thing. We're going different places, have sponsorships. So that, you know, I still have my day job. It's not like I'm sitting here making a ton of money. But I respect the aspect of being a pro taster because, you know, there's a certain people follow you. They follow you for your opinion, even though we all know and we say it all the time, lobster for most people is delicious, but some people hate it. Chicken, most people like, but some people hate it. So taste, when you come to taste of whiskeys, you have to actually understand taste of food also. Because when you're tasting, although you're drinking in one and you get a certain desired elixir kind of effect, it still comes down to your taste buds. And when you start to develop all the different places of your palate and you start to understand sweetness happens on the front, there's a certain amount of flavor that happens on your mid palate. Spice usually happens on your back palate. Excuse me. Body is the full mouth experience. You know, when you start to get, all right, good to see you, Aaron. Thanks for watching. And a great, I hope to see you at the barrel room. That's awesome. But when you get into all the different aspects and you start to understand how to taste and whatever, and I had to become a taster. I used to be a weekend whiskey guy where on the weekends I drank different whiskeys. I drank it on the rocks. I drank it and just enjoyed whiskey on the weekends, worked hard, really didn't drink during the week. And then when I became a taster for the podcast, I was tasting 2-3 times a week, and then when COVID hit, I started drinking at least a pour a night. I would drink 2-3 times a week like I was on the podcast, and then I would have a pour right before bed. Now, in order to keep my girlish figure lately, I haven't been, now that we're pre or post pandemic, I don't feel that I need to drink every night. I probably leading up to this, I podcasted on Wednesday night, but I didn't have anything on Thursday. We're here on Friday. But this week I probably, Monday and Wednesday had nothing. My wife had surgery this week, so I didn't have anything on Saturday, or I think I had something on Saturday, but nothing on Sunday. So three of the week, you know, I've kind of gone cut back a little bit, to, so the professional aspect is I'm being pro on the fact that I'm trying to, keep my weight down, but at the same time, still keep, tasting and, going through this, and then also, you know, getting, you know, giving an opinion that compensates me. So I am always completely and utterly honest. If I don't like something, it could be, I guarantee you, if Alan Bishop puts something out that I don't like, and I say that I don't like it, he would 100% understand. Because he makes stuff that he doesn't like. So I want to be honest on my opinion at all times. So that is the pro category. So we've covered the high proof and the pro category. So we got one more to go. So let's... So the 12 categories, we've covered the high proofer. And the pro, we're not going to do the mixed drink guy or the flavored whiskey guy, because those I have to pull out special whiskeys for that. But we're looking at the maker, the taster, the weekend whiskey guy, the connoisseur, the everyday different. All right, let's go with what I was. Let's go with number four, which was the everyday different whiskey drinker. That's what I was before I was poor. There's so many whiskeys. You're doing a podcast and not actually making any money. And you're trying to, what would you say? You're trying to taste as many different whiskeys and understand and develop your palate. So what I was doing, I mean, is especially during COVID, I had bought into whiskey was medicine. Oh, all right, Super Nash, I'm almost finished, but okay. Cheers, brother. I love you, man. Thanks for joining us tonight. But when you're talking about that everyday different whiskey, I was pretty much, if I wasn't podcasting, if I wasn't whatever, I would definitely have a pour before bed every night. I was looking at it as medicine, but I was also looking at it like training my palate to be better at what, you know, what I wanted to, I want to be able to podcast and have an opinion of the bourbon, of the rye, and I wanted to develop my palate so I could taste pretty much everything that was going on. So, oh, Jonesy is in the house. Hey, Jonesy, make sure you comment tonight. Glad to have you here. Miss you, my friend. But as far as the everyday whiskey drinker, every night I would do a little bit of a different kind of thing. So I'm going to pull up this Island Rooster because Greg Schneider, who tonight, whatever, wasn't with us. But at the same time, this is Chicken Cock Island Rooster Rye. It is the summer of the rooster we're looking at right here. And the summer of the rooster means that this is something, this is a, a fairly expensive bottle, $199.99. I was able to pick this up at the Capital Bourbon Barbecue Challenge that happened in this past June. I'm going to have some of this because I initially wasn't a fan of rye, but I am now. Oh, that Yellowstone I threw in there has definitely a unique flavor. But we're going to put this rum barrel rye. Cheers to Greg Schneider, a really good friend of the podcast. Once again, everybody, I've got this right here. I'm going to do this. Oh, the Scotchy Bourbon Boys are going to be at Kentucky Bourbon Festival. So let's just put that out there. It's basically, there you go, right there. Join us there. We will be there every day and night of that festival. We can't wait for it to happen. Randy Prossy is the Kentucky Bourbon Festival president. What he's putting on this year is going to be amazing. We just got our tickets to Bourbon in the Air. We've got Whiskey and his wife. We've got Mrs. and Mrs. Xavier. We got Super Nash. We got Daniela. And we've got myself and Roxy. Roxy will be making her first public appearance with the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. I almost lost. What? Where did El Presidente? Where was that comment coming from? Holy crap. We're going down. Okay. All right. What? I do not drink. Okay, so we're all the way down here in, oh, Jennifer Brandt. I was able to put out some old Americana. I drank a little bit of that. Definitely great. I don't know why I'm missing El Presidente. Because I said Randy Prassy. Super Nash, you're still watching. Thank you for continuing to watch. And Jennifer, thanks for checking back in. But this particular expression of chicken cock whiskey, the Island Rooster that we were able to pick up at the Bardstown Capital Bourbon Challenge, the Bourbon Barbecue Challenge. This is a delicious rye. I would have to say that Luca Mariano also has a delicious single barrel rye that I enjoyed thoroughly. So there's a lot of ryes lately. If it's got that chocolate mint taste, I love it. But if it's got the dill taste, I'm not a fan. But we are on that third category. And I believe we had done pro, high proof, and we were going for the last category was the weekend whiskey guy. So that category of weekend, I was that weekend whiskey guy. The weekend whiskey guy loves to drink, you know, they drink on the weekend. And they pick up whiskeys that they see in the liquor store, maybe talk to the liquor store manager, what's good, what's not. And they're going to put it on the rocks or they're going to drink, you know, hit the bottle. Every single weekend whiskey guy on the planet wants Blanton's. Now, the weekend whiskey guy would be somebody who likes whiskey. And just isn't, he's looking at the internet, he's not like a connoisseur or a taster or whatever, but he enjoys whiskey, but on those weekends, he's going to be starting a fire, sitting by the pool, having some whiskey, and enjoying what he's purchased based off of certain things. But there's still a lot of stuff out there, a lot of whiskey that he has no idea about that he could be purchasing for that. So he's going by the weekend whiskey drinker is the guy who goes by what other people or how much the whiskey costs. And but their friends might suggest something or whatever, but he's not into it enough to start to make his own opinions. So that's the weekend whiskey guy. So if you have any comments on that, let me know. There's definitely, I would have to say at one point in my whiskey drinking evolution and journey, I was one of those weekend whiskey guys. I mean, Basil Hayden and E.H. Taylor were a staple in my weekend whiskey drinking. It wasn't until my mind was expanded on all the different things that did I understand that it was that there was so much more beyond the weekend whiskey drinking that was available. So here we go. This particular rye, this is summer. We are looking, we started training camp. We had the first preseason game, the Raiders and the Jaguars. I was a little bit disappointed on the fact that Davante Adams is no longer a Packer, but I just have to deal like I always have to deal. And cheers to Greg Schneider, a good friend of this program. Once again, I want to cover this one more time. The Kentucky Bourbon Festival. The Kentucky Bourbon Festival is happening the 16th through the 18th. The 15th is the night of Bourbon in the Air. Actually, here it says the 14th. There is some events happening off-site on the 14th, but you got to get down there for that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Scotchy Bourbon Boys are going to be represented all 4 days there. Stop by our booth, our podcasting booth. Say hi. Pick up. There's going to be T-shirts. There's going to be Glencairn's, and then there's going to be everything. You got to get down there. It's going to be a huge party. We've got so many people that know us and love us and that are coming down. You got to get down to Kentucky Bourbon Festival this year. Tickets are still available for 3-day passes. You are talking about all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Ultimate, everywhere you go, you get the tasting of 50 different distilleries. You got to get down there. If you love whiskey, you got to go to Kentucky Bourbon Festival. Stop by, say hi to us. We'll even be putting some guests directly online. We can't wait to get down there. Roxy is recovering. She's on her way home at the moment, and I can't wait till she gets home. But we're at the point tonight, everybody. Thank you for joining us. We are the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, www.scotchybourbonboys.com. Let's see. There is somewhere. All right. We're still Facebook Live, but I got to switch over to this. let's go and find that. All right. But, all right. I'm ready to go. So, www.scotchybourbonboys.com. Check us out. Everything Scotchy Bourbon Boys there. If you want one of these Glencairns, you can purchase it. Or you can hit me up on Facebook. I'll work it out so you can send me a Venmo payment of, I believe, $18, and that'll cover shipping, and I'll send one right to you. So you hit me up on any social media, and then also you can also hit me up on anywhere else, or just order from the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. So, check that out. We are on all social media platforms for Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube and TikTok. Check us out there, the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, and I believe I said Instagram. And then also make sure you check us out on all of the podcast formats. We're on all of them. Please listen, like, subscribe, comment. All of that means something to us, and we will directly appreciate it. So remember, everybody, good bourbon, good whiskey equals good times and good friends, and go out there and live your life dangerously. Sorry, folks, for that, but we're going to finish up with Little Steve-O.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Good night, everybody.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.